This is Dan Riley, your brother, friar from Mount Irenaeus, giving you a call today, touching base with you and the wonderful way in which we are able. It's a snowy day here at the mountain, a certain heaviness in the trees with snow-ladenness pictured around me, and also heavy hearts at times, sadness in the loss of our brother, Bob Straczynski. Bob lived with us for 8 years through last May when he decided to take a retirement at the early age of 78, still full of life and offering so much. In fact, if you've been in touch with our website, you'll see some of his offerings. A great man, a man of great gentleness, as many have recalled in their messages to us. And so even while there's heaviness, we move, though, with a sense of joy, gratitude for Bob's life with us and indeed our lives. This is Gaudete Sunday. The third week of Advent has begun. We're moving into it and leaning into the bounty of life, opening our hearts to the truth that life is rich and full for all of us. Earlier today, I was putting food out for the birds, and one little bird flew on top and landed on top of the bird feeder, as if holding the top down so that I wouldn't come and nobody else would take any food away until her friends had a chance to enjoy their supper. We all come to a banquet of life and we wish and long for one, and we hear from Isaiah again that our feeble hands are strengthened now and our weak knees have been made firm. And he says, say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not. And so the great call out of fear into new joy, exuberance of life that we hear often from Pope Francis now. And I would like to reflect simply on the bounty of life that's offered us, the richness of life that is ours, that sets us up for expectation of everlasting joy. We pause. We have here with the men swimmers these last 2 days, and in a wonderful walk through the woods and a climb to La Paz, where I live, one of the young men, and the quiet of our prayer here before we proceeded further to the chapel, sensed simply that the walk through the woods, the quiet walk, was his favorite time here on the mountain. The bounty of silence, of gentleness like Bob's, or yours or mine, the gift of gentleness is a bounty in a broken world, a tried place, a ruptured family lives, and difficulty with holding jobs. So many things would break on our ability for joy or gentleness with one another. But when we pause quietly, when we create that habit more and more in our homes, our own bedrooms, or wherever you find the moment to pause and sense God's own strengthening your knees and your hands and lifting you up again, we hear again in Isaiah, they will be met with joy and gladness, and sorrow and mourning will just flee, like the birds that were flying away from the feeder today after they had enough. You and I are to be free like birds, and as we move from this pause to celebrate this richness and then to extend it to others, over and over again, every time we recognize, realize, feel, and sense a gift, it is ours to share. Matthew tells us that in his gospel, and I probably have quoted it here many times, that we are to give freely of the free gift given freely us to us. And so this gentleness, this quiet pause, this gentle walk to the woods, to La Paz, to Holy Peace Chapel, to your house as you get out of your car and walk toward the door, pausing possibly in snow or in darkness or in the tail end of a sunset, whatever might allow you, give you the gift of choosing to be quiet, to open to the wonder of life. It is there that joy breaks in. From the bounty of the moment and the richness of our quiet, a silent walk or a pause where we are, we find that we have something to celebrate. God has given us life and will fill us full of life again and again. The life is everlasting, as we hope for Bob and as he did as well. That longing is fulfilled. It moves us from a place of anxiety to exuberance and an awareness, almost a foolish belief that we can give away what we have of the happiness that seems to be ours, because God continually wants to fill us full of that awareness of God's presence, God's love, God's strength for us, God's lifting us up and bringing us joy, a particular gift that freedom brings, that illuminates our hearts so that we might bring brightness to others. And so some of the movements in joy, I think, come also from stillness and silence, when we just open up, even in a dark moment, in a feeling of being confined, we can find new freedom. The gift is there. Bob, during strained times, would break into a smile. And I remember one time I said, gee, you look young. And he smiled even more and he said, yeah, people tell me I'm boyish. What a delightful phrase. Moving later into his 70s to be able to claim being boyish. That you and I, boys and girls, might be delighting as children of God in this cold, dark moment, possibly where sadness might grip you or difficulties might come upon us. That we might be illuminated by God's love and the new step of youthfulness that is ours. That we're lifted up again. In Gospel for this Sunday, Matthew's, Jesus responds to John's question, sent to Jesus by John's disciples, are you the one to come, or should we look for another? My sisters and brothers, part of what joy does is it focuses us on a singularity of not only purpose, but first reality. We become delighted with the truth that we've come upon the one. Possibly no name for this one. As Christians, we name this one the Anointed One. This one anointed by God and named by God, named by Mary and Joseph as Jesus, saving God, breaks in again, sharing in poverty, abundance, and in a dark world, joy. And again, this illumination, this new light becomes the light we bear as a gift for others. So as I sort of wander through this reflection and think about you and look out the window here at La Paz to a snowy afternoon, I'm thinking of homes and places where trees are up or soon will be, or candles are being lit for a holy season. And we acknowledge the longing for a unity in this world, a community of joy, a celebration of bounty, when so many suffer and others need our care. Let us, from wherever we are, even if it is the grip of sadness now and the passing of someone from our lives or Bob from ours, to reach out to others with the happiness and the joy of the one who comes to lift us up and bring strength to our knees and help us hear that we are called to gladness. For those whom the Lord has ransomed will return and enter Zion singing, crowned with everlasting joy, we hear in Isaiah, and they will meet with joy and gladness. Sorrow and mourning will flee. So thanks for accepting me stumbling over some words here, but I fall into the delight of children and birds who lift up during the season and invite us to do as well. That's Isaiah 35, 1 to 6 and 10. And Matthew for us today, 11:2-11. Blessings, my friend, and may we, as we move closer and more deeply into this time of waiting for the light of Christ, receive him already, bounty, joy, light, that we might pass on to others in gloom or mourning, hungry for the food of life. Peace to you. Peace to you from your brother, Dan Riley.